Jeez, that was nice.
Wake up.
Could have put me to sleep. This is WMFO.
What do you mean, could have?
No, yeah, exactly. That was beautiful, though. That was really nice.
That was really, yeah, it was nice. It was like a movie soundtrack.
Kind of, but we're not seeing a movie.
I wish we were. But a good day to see a movie.
Good afternoon, everybody. 401, it's WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Mike on the mic and Mark Hurwitz over on the mic there, too. How you doing,
good
Mark?
Good afternoon, everybody. It's weird saying good afternoon.
I know I'm going to screw it up.
Saying good morning.
I don't know. We're always here at, from 9 to 11 on Saturdays. And
yeah.
It's just going to be hard to adjust.
I know. All these people on the road right now, just, you know, drive time. I know it's vacation week, but there's a lot of people on the road. The roads are awful yesterday.
I found it terrible just now.
Yeah. I don't know where everyone's going.
So this show is called The Complaint Hour.
Yep.
So hopefully you'll get all riled up.
Oh, I always do. Oh, wait. Me or them?
Them.
Them. Oh,
you already
okay.
are.
Yeah.
You already are.
Hey, call in with your complaints. Only kidding.
No, don't.
Don't do that.
You can call with requests, though. That's a good... I should probably give the phone number.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, there it is over there. 855-915-9636. Or if you're into, you know, special kind of characters making sense, 855-915-WMFO.
And can I give a shout out to a friend?
Nope.
Because a friend just said, finally tuning in at the right time.
Wow.
Hey, Sue, how you doing?
Which Sue?
You don't know Sue.
Oh, then I...
But her son is also a DJ.
Well, who's a DJ? Me?
No, her son.
Oh.
He DJs at...
But you said also, meaning that I am?
Oh. Well,
am I?
Kind of.
Sort of. How about you?
Boy.
Are you on?
I don't know where this is going.
I don't know either.
It's only 4:02. I don't know. What are we going to do the rest of 2 hours?
We'll play music and stuff.
Okay.
And from 9 to 10, everybody will play a bunch of freeform from anywhere and everywhere. And during the 10 o'clock hour, Mark and I have both put together different sets of music. I think you did probably songs that would make you feel warm and comfortable and nice.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was on Google Street Views last night because that's all I do these days. I don't read books anymore. I just go on Google Street Views.
Okay.
And look at all the places that I want to go to.
Okay.
And I was in Florida last night.
Okay.
I was thinking, you know, this looks pretty nice because right now it's about 2 below.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a few songs that'll hopefully, you know, get everyone in the mood for summer, which is, you know, only about a year away.
Yeah. A year?
Yeah. Feels like it.
Feels like it.
Yeah.
You didn't say that. You just said it a year away.
Yeah. Well, give or take.
All right. And I, conversely, as usual, I'll be the contrarian here. My songs are all kind of all about being freezing cold, which is really what it is. I think it's going to be 2 degrees overnight with strong winds still. And I think the wind chill, can I say, peaked at like 15 below or 16 below today.
It was really bad this morning.
Yeah.
The winds are actually going to die down tonight. But Mount Washington, the wind chill, I think, was 90 below earlier.
Wow.
Yeah, nice, huh?
Nice day for staying inside.
There's people up there in the observatory.
Yeah.
So they have to go out at night, and they have to tighten up the chains to make sure nothing flies off the building.
Why didn't we do that today? That sounds like a great thing to do.
Yeah, it's only about, I think, 200 a night, so if you ever want to do that,
all right,
don't call me.
All right, so what we do is we play 5-song sets for the most part. The first one is usually a new track, and I call it new noise because that's the way that I roll. And 2, 3, and 4 can be anything that kind of fits in. And the 5th song, we like to kind of play something that doesn't get heard a lot or has never been heard or something that will just sort of make you go, whoa, that's that. That's pretty good. So that's the plan.
Good plan.
All right, so per the plan, I'm going to start off with some new noise. No big deal. You can just ask this band. They name themselves Minor Premieres, so it's no big deal. But this is new from them. It's called Oh My My. It's WMFO, Medford. Thanks for sticking around.
Back of the ride out of your head. Yes. Listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO, Medford. Mike on the mic here at 4:25 in the afternoon. Yeah, before I did refer to the second hour as 10 o'clock hour. That's because I'm used to that, because I'm here at 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Join me then, won't you? Oh, yeah, I'm here with Mark Hurwitz, too. Yep. How are you doing?
Doing okay this morning. this afternoon.
It took me a second to guess
evening,
that.
Whatever it is. It feels like nighttime.
Let's just pretend it's no time at all. We're just in floating around in the ether or something.
Yeah.
Time doesn't mean anything.
Just to make me fall asleep for like 6 days. I'm looking out the window.
Yeah.
And it looks like the North Pole. It looks awful out there.
It's just very cold.
It's all black and white.
Yeah. What's the temperature now?
10.
10. Supposed to get out to 2 tonight, I think, with less wind.
But it's going to go all the way to 17 tomorrow.
Cool. And no wind, really.
No
right?
wind. Yeah, and 22 like on Saturday. And then back in the ice for like 2 days.
So it's actually going to feel warmer without the wind.
Yeah.
It really
and
will.
They're talking about a possible blizzard a week.
I think they were saying
a week from today.
Oh, possibly. Really? Thursday?
Yeah. I think they said a week from today there could be a blizzard, but it's still up in the air.
Well, of course.
So just what we need. Literally up in the air.
Yeah, I'm very literal.
Boy,
well,
you sure are.
Can I tell people what I played?
Okay.
All right, that last track there was a request for a friend of both of ours, Mike Maloney, and he sent it over and he said, these guys are from Colombia. So we're thinking that it's Columbia, not like Columbia, South Carolina or anything. We think it's like Columbia.
Or it could be the university.
It could be. But anyway, Mike Maloney says the lead singer is from Chelsea. That's Massachusetts, right?
It could be Chelsea, New York.
Could be. It's Chelsea. Could be. And a friend of Mike's is this guy, the lead singer. And he said, we're trying to break them here in the U.S. They have a top 10 song with that song, which is called Runaway from the Friar. In Colombia. So thanks, Mike. Nice to play that. Before that was Spoon from the CD Give Me Fiction, and that was The Beast and Dragon, comma, Adored. Beachheads before that with Una from a self-titled album of theirs. Dead Man Winter just before that from the record called Furnace. Yep, that was intentional. That's called Danger. And you know something about those guys.
So yeah, a little bit. The lead singer.
Yeah.
A very familiar, very distinct voice in rock, I should say, bluegrass these days.
Yeah.
Trampled by Turtles, which they've had some hits over the past couple of years. And they're a little more of a bluegrass band. But Dead Man Winter, which is really a solo project, is the lead singer of Trampled by Turtles. And that album is kind of a classic rock album, you know, a little like Tom Petty,
okay,
maybe Jason Isbell. So not so much bluegrass, but that was a great song.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't bluegrass. It was I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. And started off with New Noise from the band called Minor Premieres, a single from there called Oh My My.
And that was great. I hadn't heard that song before. Mm. That was really good.
I don't think many people have.
No, but
it's,
no.
It's just one of those, that, as I listen around to things, it stuck out.
Yeah, reminded me of
I liked it.
What's his name? Auerbach from Black Keys. I forget his first name.
Dave, Phil, Bruce,
something. You're getting there. Close, yeah. But same kind of style, singing style.
I wish I could remember. I can't remember anything when the mic is on. When I shut it off, I'll know who it is.
Yeah, or when you 2 in the morning, you'll wake up and you'll be like, oh,
exactly.
Okay, that's what it was.
Damn.
And then you'll call your friends and we'll be like, don't call us at 2.
Okay, 4:28. We have a request, which I love, for the New Noise. Dave P. Riley, we still don't know what that P stands for. I'm getting really angry about that.
We'll find out. It could just be P.
It could be
Pele.
I know he's laughing right now.
Yeah, could be Pele. I think it might be.
He told me he's going to keep it a secret.
Okay.
Anyway, New Noise is from a great band here, Molly Marriott, and this is called Control. Brand new here. WMFO.
And when you heard the word, I'm taking back full control. It seems to me just a little bit like I didn't have much warning. Sitting on black and gold, a bitter pill to own. Now watch me go to the world below as I salute you all. To ride. Yeah.
Hello! I know I got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk, talk, talk. If I could only give you everything, you know I haven't got.
It's WMFO, Medford it is, 4:41 in the afternoon, not morning. I'm doing it. I'm remembering, Mark.
You're getting there.
Somehow I'm doing that.
It is not morning. Just remember that.
I know. It's hard to do. Well, for me anyway.
No, it is.
All right. Started off by request, Mike Maloney. We played that, the fifth song of the last set, Runaway from the Fire from Sonic. Hope you enjoyed that one. And started this new set off with a request for Dave Riley. It was Molly Marriott, new CD called Truth is a Wolf. That was Control. Thanks, Dave. Irresponsibles after that from 2007's Quality of Life CD, She Turns on the Sun. Yeah. Where is she today?
I don't know. Where is the sun?
I don't know. Guided by Voices, rather new from them. Thanks, Mark, for pointing that out. August by Cake is the rather new CD. That was Goodbye Note. And just heard Freddie Johnston from 1994's This Perfect World CD. That was Bad Reputation.
That was a great song.
Yeah, it's good, a really good song.
And a couple of those, you know, Freddie and Guided by Voices. Actually, there's been a lot of influences, similar influences here with the music you've been playing, like Replacements, REM, that kind of music. And one song we're going to be playing soon, serious Replacements influence. I mean, you'll think it's a Replacement.
I just love the Replacements.
But yeah, I do too. I mean, yeah, we could probably do 2 hours of nothing but the Replacements.
That'd be really easy.
And it'd be easy for us, and it'd be kind of fun because they have so many good songs. But I digress.
I was going to say, about a month ago now, we had a great local band in here called the Cast Irons, and they came in here like, they meant it. I mean, they had their drums and guitars and singing and all, full band is what I'm trying to say, and they just blew us all away. We just loved hearing them, and that's awesome. I lost my Wi-Fi. I thought I'd lose my Wi-Fi, but that's okay. But anyway, the Cast Irons, we just love them. They're from around here, and they've known each other for a long time, and they are just consummate musicians. And when they came here, they hadn't really played out anywhere, and they really wanted to do that. And since they've been here, they're also being featured on Markskin Radio, and we've been playing them here, as I'm about to do now, and I'm happy to say they've got 2 gigs right in January. One of them they reached out for, and one of them somebody reached out to them to do it. Listen to this. On Thursday, January 4th, they're at the Middle East Up. And on January 30th, a Tuesday night, they're at Atwood's Tavern.
Oh, God,
that's
really?
That's a great place to play.
Atwood's is, to me, it's kind of like the place now, in a way.
Yeah.
Because TT's is gone, and Johnny D's is gone, and Atwood's is just such a good... If you've never been to Atwood's to catch music, it's so worth it.
That's what they told me, too. They said, how can we be playing there? Because it's such a cool place.
It is.
So again, Middle East Upstairs on Thursday, January 4th, and Atwood's January 30th, Tuesday night. The Cast Irons, I want to play this from their EP that they just put out a little while ago. This is a beautiful track, as all of their stuff is. It's called Tallulah's Broken Heart. It's WMFO, Medford.
She sits at the bar every night. She loses a broken heart. Waiting for love to step into the light, till the candles blow out and the beer sign turns to dawn. Oh, my mind is filled. Oh, my mind is lost. For me, 'cause it's my only friend, my only friend now. On by, a lonely heart has gone to sleep. A trail of selfish sinners in love of the booze. Oh, she keeps her hope alive in her eyes, and it's straight. Now,
it's my only friend. It's my only friend, my only friend now. My only friend now. My only friend now.
Into that good life, we can say what the next word. speak so loud.